I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking polenta with poached eggs and bacon.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 62 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to be chatting about polenta, that famous Italian side dish made from delicious corn.
But if you've been listening to this podcast for any time now, you already know that corn is not native to Italy or Europe for that matter. So how did this foreign grain come to be such an important ingredient in Italian cuisine?
Polenta did not begin life as a corn-based dish. Italian peasants made the dish from whatever grain was available to them locally, cooking it down into a porridge consistency. This was the staple meal for many of them and was not considered a dish fit for anyone but the common man.
Corn first came to Europe after Christopher Columbus's first trip to modern-day Cuba. Corn had been growing there for centuries and it was immediately brought back to Europe, but not to Italy. You may remember that Columbus was an Italian explorer, but his trip across the ocean was funded by the Spanish crown. But it wouldn't have taken long for corn to hit the trade routes and show up in northern Italy, where it quickly became a staple grain for polenta.
Polenta is much like grits, a popular dish in the southern United States that is part of the food heritage of the Carolinas. The differences between the dishes are small, consisting of a few variances. Polenta is made from a coarse-ground yellow corn meal, while grits, especially in modern times, have been made from a finer grind of white corn. These days, heritage grains are popular among southern chefs, with coarse ground yellow corn becoming the choice of many in the region, so the difference now seems to be where it is cooked and not the ingredient itself.
Polenta has, over the last 500 years, become a staple in Italian food, with one dish consisting of polenta, lentils, and pork sausage being popular during holidays. And polenta can be found being served at any hour of the day all over the country.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Well, today I'll be preparing a creamy breakfast polenta. And with that in mind, we're going to start this off by cooking down some bacon. Got four strips of thick cut bacon here. We're going to get it into our 12-inch cast iron skillet. And the reason we're cooking this off first is because we want to be able to use that bacon fat to cook the remainder of the ingredients down. One of the great things about polenta is just how versatile it is. Like today we're making a very creamy polenta with an incredibly rich texture to it. But at the same time, you could cool this down and chill it off and then cut it into wedges or whatever shape you like and finish it off on the grill, or you could even fry it up. There's a lot of different ways to prepare a polenta. And obviously, we're doing a breakfast polenta today, so there's never a bad time to have polenta. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, always a great option. All right, the bacon's sizzling away. We're just gonna get this browned up and then we'll get it out of the skillet. All right, we've got that bacon pulled out of the skillet now. So I'm going to add 1/2 cup of yellow onion. And we're leaving all that bacon fat in there. We're over kind of a medium low heat right now. We're just looking to sweat these onions down. Cook them until they're kind of translucent in color. All right, we've got these onions right where we want them. So we're gonna throw in 2 tablespoons of minced garlic. And this will just need about 1 minute, 30 seconds to a minute, really, depending on where your heat's at. But we're just going to keep this moving so that we don't scorch our garlic and get any bitterness on there. And next, we're going to add our cooking liquid. And we're going to divide this between some water and some whole milk. So about 1.5 cups of water and 1.5 cups of whole milk. So that's 3 cups of liquid. And we're going to be using 1 cup of our polenta. Now, while this comes up to a simmer, we can kind of talk about the polenta a little bit. The polenta we're using today is a stone ground product. It uses the whole grain corn, so it's got the germ in there and everything. I think that this medium grind is really nice texture-wise. The chunks aren't too big, they're not too fine. And the whole grain corn, and especially the stone ground, just tastes fantastic. It's a great product. All right, now as soon as this liquid comes to a simmer, we're going to add in our polenta, stirring as we slowly incorporate our corn. I'm gonna switch over to a whisk here to help prevent any lumps from forming. All right, so 1 cup of cornmeal, and we're also gonna add about 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme here. I'm gonna take this heat down to low, and then we're just going to stir away, make sure that we don't get any lumps in our corn, and it's gonna start soaking up that liquid. All right, we're a couple minutes into this now. This is sort of the part where you have to babysit your polenta. You want to keep on stirring the mixture, Make sure that it's kind of moving around so nothing's going to scorch, although, again, we are over low heat now. And what we're seeing is this turning into sort of a porridge consistency. The corn's starting to get tender, soaking up all that liquid. There's no more standing liquid at this point. And what we're looking to do is just get that corn nice and tender. And with a medium grind on the cornmeal, that goes a little bit quicker than if you were using, say, more of a coarse ground cornmeal. Now, meanwhile, right next to me, I've got a saucepan with about 3 or 4 inches of water just simmering away because we want to finish this all off with a poached egg. Get that yolk just right and turns into almost like a creamy dressing that just oozes right out of the egg and on top of your polenta. All right, I just gave it a test. That cornmeal still got a little bit of bite to it, which is fine. But at this point, everything's warm, getting to where it's almost soft. So I'm going to add in some cheese. I've got a cup of grated sharp white cheddar that we'll stir in. And then just to finish this off with a little bit of richness, I've got a couple tablespoons of unsalted butter. I'm just going to lay those pats right on top. Not even stir them in yet. We'll kind of let them melt away. And we can go ahead and turn the heat off on that one and let the residual heat finish off the cooking process. Now that polenta can handle quite a bit of salt. I wouldn't go crazy right off the bat, but we are going to hit it with some smoked salt and some fresh ground black pepper. But we can kind of let that butter ooze in there first, and we'll do our seasoning to finish. Next, I'm going to get a couple of eggs, and I'm cracking these into a bowl. You want to be really careful not to break the yolks. And then we're going to come over to our pot of water, which right now is at a simmer. I'm going to drop the heat all the way down to low. And what you're looking for is it shouldn't be boiling. It should almost have this wispy steam coming off the top. That's right around just below boil. And that spot just below boil where you can see the steam coming off, that's the temperature you want when you're poaching your eggs. So I'm going to lower this bowl down into the hot water and gently dump the eggs out. And then we'll start our timer. We're looking to cook these for about 3 minutes. Now, if you lose your heat on that water, go ahead and turn your heat up just a little bit. So again, you're looking for that steam coming off the top. And you'll notice that the thin whites, they're kind of wispy. They just sort of dissipate into the water, and that's fine. We're really going to be consuming the thicker whites and the yolks here. So don't worry that some of that's kind of floating around. You do want to have either a slotted spoon or what we call a spider on hand to scoop these out gently without breaking the yolks. About 1 minute into the cook, that 3 minute total time. So I'm gonna go ahead and season up our polenta, shaking on some of that flaked smoked finishing salt, and we'll crack some pepper in here as well. Give all that a stir with the wooden spoon, and we'll do a taste test and adjust as necessary. That's right on the money. All right, gonna scoop these eggs out of here now, just being really gentle. There should be some jiggle to the center. You want to see that yolk should just ooze out when you crack into it with a spoon. Now this all went pretty quick. That was only about a 10 minute cook time once our corn and liquid actually got to braisen down in the skillet. And of course, a 3 minute cook time on the poached egg. So if you're doing those in rounds of two, you can go ahead and throw a lid on your skillet to keep the polenta warm and poach another round of eggs. All right, so we're getting it all plated up now. A scoop of the polenta in your bowl, a couple slices of bacon, and our poached eggs on top. And I like to finish it all off with just a dash of hot sauce. Oh man, that's delicious. So creamy and rich in texture. And I just love when you crack into that poached egg and that yolk just melts into everything.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit KMUW.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a pot of gumbo for Mardi Gras.